KXRY, Portland, Oregon, X-Ray FM 91.1. Welcome to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I am your host, Mike McGonigal, a.k.a. DJ Yeti. We have some neat surprises today, starting with the first bit. We're about to hear an anonymous young musician off a tape originally made by the great South Georgia-based gospel singer Brother Theotis Taylor, made in the 80s or 90s. This is the entirety of the recording, cuts off pretty abruptly, and then followed by a studio recording from the 1970s by Theotis Taylor himself for the Champ label.
Best I can. I'm a pilgrim, just like the stranger, traveling through the infernal. I'm a pilgrim in the island of city. The best I can.
Somebody gone. the earth. And to us, he is invisible. But he loves us from our birth. And I know I love our Lord Jesus. God's only, his only begotten Son, born of him before all the ages. What a beauty for light he has shone. He was sentenced by Pontius Pilate, and he was buried in a Roman's tomb. But he rose, oh glory, on that Sunday morning soon. Now he is sitting by his Father on his right. The scripture said, but he shall come again in glory, judging the living and the dead. There will be no end to his kingdom. The giver of life, we glorify. I confess my sins before him, and I will trust him till I die.
Thank you. Go wash in that beautiful pool. Go washing that beautiful pool. The rivers of life is flowing for all. Go washing that beautiful pool. Our mothers crossed over the river. They're now in the kingdom of God. They're now in the kingdom where the angels all dwell. Go wash in that beautiful pool. Go wash in that beautiful pool. Go wash in that beautiful pool. The rivers of life is flowing for all. Go wash in that beautiful pool. Our sisters crossed over the river. They're now in the kingdom of God. They're now in the kingdom where the angels all dwell. Go wash in that beautiful pool.
Would you need me? Do you love me? grave on yonder hill to get from flying to deep. Fair little Mal, sleep by my side, Lord Daniel at my feet.
Welcome back to Buketon Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour on X-Ray FM. We started off the set with an unknown younger congregant from Brother Theotis Taylor's church in southern Georgia. I'm a pilgrim. Sorry that cut off, but I wasn't manning the reel-to-reel machine. That tape is courtesy of Amos Harvey, a friend of the singer, and was transferred by Timothy Stolen Work of Portland, Oregon. And we will later end the show with another song from that church service showcase of songs tape. Brother Theotis Taylor recorded three singles of keyboard playing and falsetto singing for the Savannah, Georgia-based label Pitch in the mid-1970s. We heard Somebody's Gone from the three CD set, the Pitch Gusman Records story on Big Legal Mess Records, and that was followed by a killer 45 on Silver Fox, another regional Georgia label. This one's a little bit of a fudge in that it's that's a civil rights themed song, but Crying in the Streets by George Perkins and the Silver Stars. Technically not a gospel number, so we'll just call it a secular gospel soul. Always that song kills me. Then that was just the A side. Some other time I'll play it and play the I'll piece it together to make it one thing, one track. After that, we heard the Gospel Five Singers with Love Deep Down in Your Heart, a Nashboro 45 from 1961. Mary Deloach recording under the name Marilyn Scott was next with I Really Believe. The Reverend Milton Phelps of Fort Valley, Georgia, a.k.a. the Straight Street Holiness Group, followed that from a self-release 45. Their souped-up take on Nobody's Fault But Mine from a record originally found by Bradford Cox of Atlanta, Georgia, in a local thrift store for, I believe he said, one nickel. And then he was kind enough to send along his rip of it. What a nice young man. Another 45 by Brother Theotis Taylor followed that, Only Believe. And then we heard a track from the Mountain Sacred Songs LP on County Records, a compilation, I believe, from the late 1960s, might have been the early 70s, that baptismal song, Bathe in That Beautiful Pool by Doc Walsh. A 1929 recording done what was then called Hawaiian Knife Banjo Style. Walsh would stick pennies under the bridge of his instrument and play the strings with a knife, which is why it sounds so awesome. And finally, we just heard Lord Daniel by Green Maggard, M-A-G-G-A-R-D, a 1934 recording made in Ashland, Kentucky. If I could live my life over again, I might consider changing my name to Green Maggard. Up next, a block of Jamaican gospel music.
I believe God, I believe God, ask him what you will and it shall be done. Just a little bit, then you will see. I believe God, I believe God, I believe God, ask him what you will and it shall be done. Just a little bit, then you will see. I believe God, I believe God, I believe God, ask him what you will and it shall be done. Just a little bit, then you will see. I believe God. I believe God, I believe God, ask him what you will and it shall be done. Just a little bit, then you will say, I believe God.
I believe God, I believe God. Ask him what you will and it shall be done. Just another day, then you will see. I believe God. I believe God, I believe God. Ask him what you will and it shall be done. Just another day, then you will see. I believe God. I believe God, ask him what you will and it shall be done. Trust and obey, then you will see. I believe God. I believe God, I believe God, ask him what you will and it shall be done. Trust and obey, then you will see. I believe God. I believe God, I believe God, ask him what you will and it shall be done. Trust and obey, then you will say, I believe God.
I don't know. Lord, at the waiting you. Day and night, he will make the pathway bright. In the fight, and he will surely see you all right. He will surely see you all right. And the joy that awaiting you. Day and night, he will make the pathway bright. In the bright, he will surely see you all right. He will surely see you all right. When the fields are blue and don't know what to do, just think of heaven on the joy that awaiting you.
Gonna hold my body. looked away over yonder, and what do you think I see? I saw a band of angels a-coming after me.
There ain't no grave gonna pull my body down. There ain't no grave gonna pull my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up from the ground. There ain't no grave gonna pull my body down.
I looked away over yonder, saw the people dressed in white. I knew they were God's children, because they were living right. And there ain't no grave
gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When you hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up from the ground. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
Well, meet me, Jesus, meet me. Now meet me in the middle of the air. And if these rangers fail me, Lord, I won't need another prayer.
There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up from the ground. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
Beginning of the year, so many people was made sad. When Franklin was out selling his bread, no fear or trouble he had. He was driving in a sun along the road, and a robber jumped upon his running boat. Who murdered this man? Nobody knows. But the good book says they got to read just what they told. Cause it on it so busy and lost for killing. Not many hours later, a colored woman, her name was Two. She was found with her throat cut. From ear to ear, below the mountain view crew. Now wasn't that bad enough? She left her home feeling good to return. Thought she would. Who murdered this woman? Nobody knows. But the good book says they got to read just what they sold. Cause Satan is so busy and not watching it. Hey, boys, are we no saying this? Women are killing their husbands, and men are killing their wives. Even the sweet dying babies, fathers and mothers are taking their lives. Nobody knows, but the good book says they got to read just what they told. Cause Satan is so busy and not watching it.
Number Well, in the middle of the air, I just saw the number. Well, in the middle of the air, John saw the number. In the middle of the air, John saw the number. In the middle of the air, I told John, behold the sun. The thing was coming down with the little book in the hand. Put up on the land, one foot up on the sea. That ain't all I got more to be. Ain't the album and people ball. That ain't all I got more besides. Ain't the item, hold it first. We go back to the mother's death because John saw the number. Way in the middle of the air, John saw the number. Way in the middle of the air, he saw the holy number. Way in the middle of the air, he saw that holy number. Way in the middle of the air, way. Way in the middle of the air, way, in the middle of the air, way in the middle of the air.
No man take it from me,
but
I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I received of my Father. Subject, there is no power as great as the power of God. There are some talking about soul power. There are some talking about black power. There are some talking about green powder. And there are some talking about white powder. But I am here to tell you that there's no power as great as the power of God. Because if it wasn't for the power of God, none of these powers would exist. If it wasn't for the power of God, all of these powers would be powerless. Because he created all these powers and he knows all about them. So I would like for you to forget black power, soul power, green power, and white power. And think about the power of God. Because there's no power as great as the power of God. The light come to have what you call a power plant. But sometimes something goes wrong. But nothing never goes wrong with the power of God. Because there's no power as great as the power of God. I'm talking about a God that had the power to send his only begotten son into the world to die. See, Jesus did not die on his own. This was a commandment that he received of his Father to go into the world and die. Because he knew that he had the power to draw him up from the grave and give him power over the world. I keep trying to tell you there's no power as great as the power of God. I'm talking about a God that had the power, that has the power to give a life. And has the power to take it whenever he gets ready. He has the power, to make the sun refuse to shine. He had the power to make the moon run down in blood. He had the power to make the stars turn in their golden sockets. Talking about why Jesus was dying on the cross. I would like for you to think about the power of God today, because there's no power as great as the power of God. I'm talking about the same God that had enough power to deliver Daniel from the den of the lion. You see, Daniel was captive and down in Babylon. Under the king's command. All of the presidents of the kingdom. All of the governors. The princes. And the council. The captives. They all had got together and signed a firm decree. In other words, they had got together and signed the paper.
Oh, I told the Lord a long time ago. heavy load.
My friends are few.
Cincinnati,
my heavy load.
My heavy load.
Don't have to worry.
Cincinnati,
my heavy load.
My heavy load.
No need to hurry.
Cincinnati,
my heavy load.
My heavy load.
Don't have to worry,
my heavy
load. Don't have to worry,
my heavy load.
Don't have to worry,
my heavy load.
So ain't got no hurry,
my heavy load.
No need to hurry,
my
heavy load.
My heavy load.
And welcome back to Buketon Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour here on Portland's X-Ray FM radio station. We just heard 9 songs in a row, beginning with God's Family Singers, I Believe, a release on the Tabernacle label. That and the 3 other Jamaican 45s we heard were, we can best guess, released between the mid-60s and early 1970s. Gloria Bailey and the Joy Bells were second up with Lord, I Will Follow Thee on the Henry's label. And that was followed by Mr. and Mrs. Mattis, When You Feel Blue on the Narrow Way Gospel Line record label. Excuse me. I pre-record this. I should have not included the burp, but there you go. Then after, it was the Silver Bells featuring the great Otis Wright, Golden Street, another Tabernacle record. The Caudill family were next with Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down, a song recorded many dozens of times, mostly by hillbilly and southern gospel musicians in the 50s and 60s, usually worth hearing no matter who recorded it. Back to the 1930s after that, with Satan is Busy in Knoxville by Leola Manning. I used to live half an hour away from Knoxville, Tennessee, and if she's talking about the growth and spread of strip malls, she's entirely spot on. John Saw the Number was next. Reverend Robert Ballinger for Peacock Records. A self-released Sermon 45 from the 1960s out of Cleveland followed that. Reverend Jay White with There Is No Power As Great As the Word of God. And just now we heard an early 1950s recording by the Staple Singers, Since He Lightened My Heavy Load. We'll end our program next with one more track, a live version of Somebody's Gone, the stupendous brother Theotis Taylor once again. Thanks so much for listening to X-Ray FM. Hope you have a great Sunday.
Thank you. I'm doing a good time, yeah, I promise for sure, I'll tell you, I'll never hang over.